So let's just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax and remember the beauty and the harmony, the clarity and the joy, the laughter and the freedom, the wonder of who we truly are. Yesterday at the workshop in Bethesda on May 12th, 2012, Abraham talked at length about the subtlety of the non-physical energies. And I transcribed a fairly long quote about that subtlety, reaching for that which is subtle, perceiving that which is ever supporting and supplying us, trusting in the beauty and the harmony of spirit, the non-physical energy that is ever coming forward, filled with love, filled with peace, filled with light and grace and power, filled with energy. Yesterday, Abraham said, "You have to understand the orchestration of the timing is about the interfacing." They were talking about Esther receiving some glasses that said big love on them. And they had been shipped a long time before, but she received them at the perfect moment. And what they were emphasizing in that moment is that interfacing, that orchestration, was about her connection with non-physical energy and her willingness in that moment to open to the love that Jerry had for her. And so she received 8 glasses inscribed with the words, "Big Love." Abraham said, "You have more non-physical energies of those you have loved, of those you have known, of those who are your ancestors, are those who are aware of you. This non-physical energy is all coming forward into your now, all coming forward into your now. The continuum of love, the cycle of life. You are just beginning to understand the fullness of that. And you, when you pay attention a little bit, you begin to understand that to a person you are loved and adored by that non-physical energy that is aware of you. We have non-physical energy that is aware of us." So let's just breathe and relax again. And begin to feel for the subtlety of all that Abraham is describing here. The non-physical energy of those we have loved. Feel for the non-physical energy of someone that you have physically loved, that is now in the non-physical. Perhaps a parent or a grandparent, even a former mate or a child, a friend, a dear one. That person is right here now, surrounding you with love, adoring you, knowing the truth of your being, reminding you of the fullness of your experience. So much love. So much love surrounds us in every morning moment. All of those we have known, the non-physical energy of all of those we have known and loved. To me, that means the ones who are still physical as well as the ones who are currently non-physical. All of our friends, all of our beloved family members and co-workers, all of our acquaintances, even the strangers that we smiled out on the street, the little child whose grin flashes at us in the grocery store, all of the people that we have connected with in love in this lifetime have a larger non-physical part, just as we do. And that non-physical part of everyone we have known exists in our experience in non-physical as love, right now. The degree of love that comes to us in every moment is so overwhelming that we can't even feel it. It's so big. It seems subtle. And yet it is always present. Present as we breathe. Present as we relax. Present as we remember that we are endlessly adored by those who are our ancestors, by those who are aware of us. This endless, infinite, non-physical energy all coming forward into our now. The continuum of love, as Abraham describes it, the cycle of life we are just beginning to understand. And as we pay attention in this moment, just a little bit, as they suggest, we have this opportunity to realize that to a person, we are loved and adored by that non-physical energy that is aware of us. So let's take a few moments and just breathe into that love. Relax into that adoration. We are cared for. We are respected. We are appreciated. Just for being. We are never judged. Nothing we have ever done is held against us by the non-physical energy that loves and supports us in every moment. We have the opportunity to feel the love, to understand our worthiness. Feel the truth of our being. Abraham said so much more. They said, if you will stop applying your varied and bogus version of grief and unworthiness and hatred and any of those emotions you've picked up along your physical trail from your intention to unwanted things, you will allow yourself that which also often feels too subtle, but it eventually becomes the richness and the fullness of this non-physical energy that is junctioning with you in your now, 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 in your now. You are not alone, and you never have been. And you are not on your own, and you never have been. You are supported, and we use that word carefully because we are wanting you to understand it's not support coming to you out of your need. It is support that's coming to you out of your desire. But in your need, you just deprive yourself of it. And in your alignment, you allow it. You are not alone, and you never have been. You are ever accompanied in this life. Source is your true companion. Source energy is ever available to you to support all that you desire, to support the love, to support the harmony, to support the abundance and the joy and the laughter. You are accompanied through life. You are not on your own, and you never have been. Can you remember a moment when you felt alone? And from this place of meditation, remember that in that moment that you felt alone, you were accompanied. You were not alone. You never have been alone. You were not on your own. You never have been. You are always loved, supported, and supplied. To the degree that you've been allowing that beauty and that harmony, that love and that peace and that abundance and that joy, you've experienced that endless stream of well-being that ever comes to you. But it's true, we have the opportunity to pinch it off, to forget who we are, to feel unworthy. But we are capable of coming back into that awareness of how deeply loved and adored we are, how we have been supported in all of our desires. So let's simply relax and breathe again. And feel for that subtle support that endlessly responds to our desire, bringing us joy, bringing us laughter, bringing us peace, bringing us what we desire in this moment. Connecting with the love that is the truth of who we are. Abraham said, in your alignment, you allow that support that's coming to you for your desire from non-physical. They went on to say, it's the thing humans have been complaining about nearly from the beginning of time. Certainly from the beginning of their beginning to understand the way they connect with non-physical. Because it feels wrong to you. You're not used to being supported for your desire, but rather for your need. Feels like it's not your human nature. It is the nature of the beasts you watch. But it doesn't seem to you to be the human nature. You've trained it out of yourself, and you would do well to let it go. It goes like this. I support those who are in need, and I train them to be needy in order to get support. But then the only support they can get is from the physical experience. They deprive themselves of the true grid, you see. There's plenty who will come to support you in your neediness. You can beat the drum of your neediness, and there will be many who will be there. And they will feel virtuous and valiant in their offering of their support. But the support you're really looking for is the support that comes from inside the vortex. And it comes when you finally accept the perfection of your being. Take a moment and breathe into that. Feel that concept of the perfection of your being. Feel the innocence of who you truly are. Imagine yourself as a tiny child and see the beauty of that eagerness, that brilliant smile, those sparkling eyes, that wonderful vitality and energy and joy that you came into this life with. Abraham describes that as the juncture of the physical and non-physical, the eternalness of your being, the never-endedness of that which is you, the love that is Source, and its ever, ever, ever offering to you. But you've got to receive the love. You've got to let it in. You've got to find a way of being a vibrational match to it. So take a moment and just feel again for that love that ever surrounds you. Let in some more of the love. Open your heart to the love that is present for you right here and right now. You are loved. You are adored. You are non-physical. You are eternal. You are never ended. And that love that Source is ever, ever, ever offered to you. Receive it. Open your heart and your arms and your life to be willing to receive the love that is ever flowing to you. To be the love that you are. Abraham said, for many of you, you're probably going to hurt really bad until you can't stand hurt before you do that. Opening to love isn't our first choice always. But you don't need to let it get to that point, Abraham said. You can let it in any time you decide to. You just got to find the willingness to do that. Finding the willingness in this moment to open to the love, to relax into the sweetness of spirit, to feel the soaring nature of the infiniteness, the eternalness, the never-endingness of who we truly are. We are that. We are. Abraham said, we've enjoyed this interaction immensely. We are wanting to leave it in this place of understanding. We want you to feel the fullness of that which you are and the fullness you provide for us. We want you to know that life is supposed to feel good for you. One day, Esther was reaching for Jerry and trying to figure out where he is, and she said to him, I want to know what it's like for you, what you are thinking, what you are doing, and where you are. And as long as she was trying to find him out there someplace she does not understand, she couldn't find him. That's what made her feel grief. She couldn't find him because he's somewhere that she doesn't understand. Doing stuff she doesn't understand or know, or at least she thought that. And then we helped her to understand, and so did he, after a while of looking someplace where he is not. When she realized that he is not out there doing other things, he's in here doing these things, that this is really the leading edge where the interest of non-physical is. Do you follow that? The interest of non-physical is right here with you on your leading edge. And when Esther looked for him here, she found him. When she looked for him helping her to find the titles, when she looked for him here, if you're seeing energy, have you isolated the energy that is Jerry? You see it over here, right about here. Focus for a minute. Feel him. You know how he feels. Fun, full, frisky, eager. There will never be an energy more interested in what's going on here than Jerry. Feel him and then look softly with your eyes and see him standing right there. Subtle. Non-physical is subtle. You have to train yourself to the subtleties of this energy. But it is our promise to you that when you train yourself to the subtlety of vibration and you translate it consciously through your understanding of emotion, You will then and only then be the whole being that you came here to be. Otherwise, you're out here on this raw and ragged edge, depriving yourself of the fullness of who you are, looking for manifestations to buoy you up. And it's backwards. We want you to know the great love and appreciation here for that which is you. And we want you to know that that which is you and that which is us is not different. We started to say we will leave you, but that is never true. We want you to know that we see you in the fullness of that which is you. From our perspective, that is within the vortex. And that when you reach for the feeling of that which is us, you must join us in the vibrational frequency of your vortex. And when you do, you've established that grid that will fill in with the evidence you are seeking. Not just the evidence of the dearly departed, but the evidence of the dollars that you seek. The evidence of the physical wellness that you seek. The evidence of the clarity that you seek. The evidence of the lover that you seek. The evidence of the opportunities that you seek. The evidence of the deliciousness of life. Moment by moment. Not just at peak experience where you've planned for a vacation and off you go. But peak after peak after peak all day long. As the conversions of that which is you and you are having conversations with someone that your grid has brought into your experience to revel in the deliciousness of co-creation. It's co-creation at its best. The fairies of the universe converging with you toward what end? This joyful moment and this joyful moment and this joyful moment and this joyful moment. And this one, 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 and this one. There is great love here for you, Abraham reminds us at every workshop. And in this closing from the Bethesda workshop on May 12th, they reminded us in so many powerful, beautiful, amazing ways that there is great love ever around us. We are adored, we are supplied, we are supported, and all is truly well. So just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. And allow yourself to remember that this is one of those peak moments. Right now, in this moment, you are loved. You are never alone. You are always accompanied. And all is truly well. And so it is.